the Parshas Chukas, I would say one of the most difficult parashas to explain within context is the Parsha of Me'mariva. In fact, the Arachayim HaKadosh brings down 10 different explanations exactly what the sin was. Tzadik Shel come and complain to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's no water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take the stick, bring everyone together, you and Aaron, speak to the Sela, and water will come out. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the stick with him, like he was commanded. He brought them all together. He said, from this cellar will they come. And Moshe picked up the stick and he hit it. Twice, and water came out and gave everyone to drink. And because of that, the Gemara tells us, the Apostle tells us, in more detail, the Gemara discusses there, why exactly Moshe Rabbeinu could not come to Eretz Yisrael was a chet of Me'mariva. What exactly was the chet? What exactly was the chet? So Rashi explains that he hit the rock instead of speaking to it. Other Mephoshim say it was because he said to Klal Yisrael, Shimuna Hamoirim, listen to me, bitter people. When people are in a state of suffering and in panic, that's not the way you speak to Klal Yisrael. You've got to speak to him respectfully, right? And there are 10 different Pshatim in the Arachayim HaKadosh what exactly the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was. The Ramban al HaTorah discusses this on Perek Chof Posek Ches, and he brings various different reasons, and he adds, he brings a language over here which is, I think, quite unique. V'hoisiv hevel al avolim, literally translated, and he brings hevel, which is emptiness on top of emptiness. Now, he's referring to one of the Rishonim who are giving the explanation. In other words, there's a very passionate discussion over here. What exactly went wrong? So, what exactly went wrong, in fact, I would say what exactly went right. This is something that this is a very, very beautiful tefillah, and it's based on a zman of an elul, where one works on, one says, Dovid Hashem Ma'ir V'yishi, and then there's, of course, the zman of Slichus, and then, of course, it is Rosh Hashanah, and then it is Yom Kippur, and then it is Sukkos, Schmidt, just on a shan, which is the pinnacle of tshuva. Towards the end of us doing Hoshana Rabbah, we say a special tefillah. We say, in the tefillah of Tana Emunim, which is just towards the end of, before we start hitting the Hoshanas, Laman Ne'mon Bais, because the one who was Ne'mon to your home, who's that Moshe Rabbeinu, Masbik La'omayim, who supplied to the nation water, Selahoch, he hit the stone, V'yizuvu Mayim, and water began to flow, and therefore help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing in a time where we need Rachmei Shemaim. This is it. This is a Shana Rabbah. This is a Gemar Din according to our Kabbalah. And we start being masked the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Furthermore, carries on. Laman Aaron poikid me Merivas Mayim. Aaron, who stood, who was commanded by the water of Merivas Mayim. It's talking about Aaron's Chet. Furthermore, in Geshem, what do we say in Tfilas Geshem? Standing there with your kittel, and you know, Aron HaKodesh is open. We have such beautiful Tfilas. We say a few very, very short things. What do we say? Remember the one who is carried in the Tevas Goymer, in the reed Teva. Ala Selahoch, he hit the stone, V'yotzumayim, and water came out, and because of that, HaKodesh Baruch Hu would get us and give us bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu did incredible things in his lifetime. Yeah, he led Klal Yisrael, he brought Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he crossed us the Yam Suf, he brought the Torah come from Sinai. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu who hit the rock. Yeah, talk about picking up on a weakness, talk about picking up on the only chet you can see that Moshe Rabbeinu did. And what is the point? We're standing, asking for Rachmei Shemayim, and they start bringing that up, a Kitrug of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Well, that's what, I think maybe that's what you were saying, that's the point though.
That was, so you're asking, what's the point, or that's the point?
No, that's the point.
That's the point of what? That's the only thing he did wrong.
No, I was going to say that, even if we're not deserving, like Moshe Rabbeinu did the wrong thing there, Hashem still brought out the water, so even if we're not deserving now, Hashem shall still bring out the water for us.
Okay, good point. I just want to explain to you that the water that he was brought out, was not great. It was very, very inferior water. In fact, later on, the parasha needed new water. Moshe Rabbeinu gained nothing by the water he brought out. it was a stopgap, just so it shouldn't die of thirst. But the water was a very inferior quality, and nothing was really gained by that water. Yeah.
Is that referring to the first time?
Some mafarshim, there is one of the mafarshim that I found says referring to the first time. Yeah, but it's not mashma, because the whole thing of clearly the man b'mei merivas mayim. Mei Meriva, this is a parasha of Mei Meriva, right? Aaron and Moshe b'mei merivas mayim. It's not mashma. That is a perish on the siddur that says that, but it's not within context. Doesn't seem that's the case. So here we're talking about how terrible it is, and then we talk about, oh, remember Moshe Rabbeinu's gavaldi yachet that he did, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu give us rachmanos on this great day of Hashanah Rabbah, this great Geshem. What's pshat? So I looked around. I know I'm about tefillah for Geshem, and it always bothered me. I'm about tefillah for Hashanah Rabbah, and it always bothered me, and I just carry on. I decided last year to investigate and to find pshatim. So I looked in various different svarim, and I found two different mafarshim explain what's going on over here. Actually, three perhaps, if you have the time. One pshat is from the Brodarov. The Brodarov says as follows. He has a sefer, beautiful sefer called on the Sechel Schulim, called Leif Aryeh on the Sechel Schulim, that within the world of Nisim there are two different kinds of Nisim. There's a nes that is done through the koyach of teva, which means using teva, using nature, and to manipulate it for your needs. And there's another nes, another miracle that is done that is totally beyond using anything that is natural, totally supernatural, that begins not using anything in this world for the needs of Nisim. When Klal Yisrael first needed water, it was done through the zchus of Miriam. It was done through a be'er. It was a be'erish of Miriam. And that was required, and that began, by the way, that be'er of Miriam, that was required by hitting a rock. Now, if you take a rock, that's the first time they got the water. Moshe Rabbeinu had to hit the rock. That's the beginning of the Parashas B'Shalach. He hit the rock. That was taking a rock and hitting it. Why should water come out of a rock? Fine, that is a nace, but you're using a rock and you're using a stick and you're using a manipulation and a maneuver to work with nature to bring something out. That was a nes, but it was a smaller nes. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam Hanaviah is nifta, I want you to bring the water back in your own zchus. In your zchus, Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself have a zchus of bringing the water to Klal Yisrael. And if that's the case, I want you to show Klal Yisrael that you're even greater than Miriam. That with you, you can bring a nes that doesn't even require you hitting a rock. It requires just speaking to it. Just speaking to the rock without something come up. By the way, what was he going to speak to him? Dear rock, please do me a favor. Let water out. Yeah, bring some water. We're all thirsty. What's he going to say to the rock? By the way, the Sephardim says, is it Sephardim? Who says this? The Yalkut says, yeah, the Medrash says, what is he going to say to the rock? A Mishnah. Oh, and the water starts pouring out. Why? Because that is a koyach hatorah. That is a koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is a koyach of not using anything natural, b'chlal, using something totally supernatural, just speaking to it, which is absolutely no reason why it should happen, and using that to create water. That is what Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to show himself superior to his sister Miriam. Miriam does it with naturally, I'm going to do it supernaturally. Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to. And therefore, because of his anova, because of his humility, he went beyond the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do, and because of that, that was the chait. The chait was being humble in a place where you should not be an onof. Being modest in a place not supposed to be modest, that is an element there of a chait. And that Moshe Rabbeinu may have even known what his humility may get into, but he decided that was a cheshbon he's going to make. When we are standing by the tefillah of Hashanah Rabbah, when we are standing by the tefillah of Geshem, he said, Rebbein Shleilam, look at the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. Look what the anov he was. Look what he put himself in for just because of what a great man he was. Anov mikol adam. And therefore we are focusing on his anova, although the anova in this particular situation was misplaced. It was not done. You know, I'm just reading a book over here from Rav Pam, Zechayin and Evrocha. The anova that he had. And let's read out a couple of very, very short. Chapter 16, the essence of humility. He had one story over here. One night, Tzemach Glen, a Talmud Torah of Das, was leaving the base medrash when he noticed a friend, Avram Bender, who stared at another yeshiva leaving the building. Good night, Avram! He shouted. Rav Pam, who was leaving the building after delivering his weekly shiur to alumni, turned around and said, good night to Tzemach. Right? The next day, Tzemach apologized profusely to Rav Pam. He explained he had called to someone else and that he would never have had the audacity to refer to Rav Pam by his first name. Rav Pam showed him that he had done nothing wrong, and seeing that he felt bad, Rav Pam invited Tzemach to join him and his rebbetzin on the Friday night for the Shabbos meal. I was once by Rav Matisyahu Salomon's house, and my friend Meir Salomon was there at the time, and he was writing, he said, do you mind answering the phone? So I picked up the phone, and I hear an American accent. Shalom Aleichem, is Avraham Pam here? Can I please speak to the Mashkiach Shlita? Yeah, that was Avraham. Yeah, that was Avraham. No, garnish. However, when it came to Kavodat Torah, when it came to the Kavod of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, when it came to making a greater nation to show the Koichos HaTorah, there's no one over there. He brings a story over here, and just very briefly, once a meeting took place in Rav Pam's home at present well-known Magid Shir and a businessman who was a wealthy contributor to many worthy causes. At one point, the two disagreed sharply over a certain point. The businessman became agitated and said something derogatory to the Magid Shir. Rav Pam rapped on the table and said, such words will not be heard in my house. The man is Talmud Chochem, a Marabitz Torah, and has guided many Talmidim over the years. You must speak to him in Derech Eretz. The discussion resumed with no further outbursts occurred. Many have noted that Rav Pam was able to voice his feelings in situations that others may have been afraid to do so for fear of potential fallout. The above incident is a case in point. The businessman was someone from whom Rav Pam himself would occasionally solicit tzedakah. Rav Pam did not consider the possibility that by reproving a man he might cause him to give less or nothing at all, or the next time he may be asked. In this situation that was called for defending the honor of Torah, nothing else mattered. For his part, a businessman knew that Rav Pam's words flowed from a heart that was pure and kind. In other words, for your own anavi, you could be an onof. But for kovod ha-teira, for kovod of a nace, to kovod to show what teira is, Moshe Rabbeinu in that situation had no right to be mevater on the kovod ha-teira. And that was his chet. So his gadlus of anava was what caused him in that situation. That's one pshat. Rav Shimon Schwab has a different pshat. And he says, it's mashma from the nusach of what happened over here. The pasuk says, v'divaratim el ha-sela, speak to the sela, yeah, v'hishkisa esa'edo, and it says, and ishkisa esa edo, and then give to drink the edo. So, what's the chapter ishkisa esa edo? Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood something, and this is a fantastic vort, and it brings rice. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this was an incredible lack of emunah of Klal Yisrael. Almost the same kind of rebellion that Klal Yisrael had when they stood up and brought the egel. There Moshe Rabbeinu had to take them and fed them and gave them to drink the water of the Eger that was crushed like Meisaita, the water of the Saita, and that showed us exactly who was guilty of standing up and doing the Eger then. Moshe Rabbeinu believed at that moment of time that he was obliged to take the Ishkisa Esa Eder, means give to drink the Eder, because the apostle says, the Nosan Meimov, yeah, the apostle says, and it'll give water, for it says to Lehem Maim, and I said, the water will come up from the cellar. Which means what? To provide all the needs for all the animals. Then, v'ishkisa esa edah, give to feed the edah. V'es be'irom, and the be'irom separate. Why split them up? V'ishkisa esa edah means give them to drink like mei sota. Give everyone who complained at this point after 40 years being in the Midbar, they have not got the messages of what Amun and Betochen is, have not understood what Kodesh Baruch Hu can provide means. Take them and feed them some of this water. And if they die like a Mesota, so be it. Let's purify Klal Yisrael and let's get a much more cleaner generation that's going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I'm not allowing this to happen. I'm not allowing this to happen, that Klal Yisrael are being fed like a Mesota. I'm not allowing this to happen. You know what I'm going to do? So much water is going to come out that everyone can take for themselves, and now nobody have to feed anybody. This water, that water is all going to come out itself. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyachol rebelled against Rabbeinu Shleilam in a matter that he's not going to allow Klal Yisrael to suffer. That, by hitting it, it caused much more water to come out, and therefore people can serve themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu would not be like the Kohen giving a Mesota. Beforehand, he was just speaking to it, a little bit will come out, and therefore he
just a little came out.
A little bit, yeah, a little, yeah. Then he hit it again, so much more came out. Okay, that's also in the one pshat. Why he did it once? Should have done it twice. Yeah, but this was like Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and was Moshe Nefesh for the sake of protecting Klal Yisrael. And that was his chet. His chet was, you're protecting Klal Yisrael. There are some times when one needs rain, the Gemara talks about the Gemara Tainis, that Rebbe Kiva was one who's Moshe Nefesh, and they said it was chus of Rebbe Kiva, and it started to rain. Why? Because when it comes to rain, which requires the Maftech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a difference. Then one requires Mesiras Nefesh. It's a different discussion. Maral talks about why. But one requires Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, when we are davening for rain in Hashanah Rabbah, and we're davening for rain for Geshem, we remind ourselves of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael in order for the rain. In order not have to make Klal Yisrael suffer. And therefore this is ultimately the two reasons why we mention them in this particular case. And let's finish off very, very quickly. The Altman von Slabodka says a fantastic vote. He says, give me a second. Yeah. He says, if you look in the Pasuk says, Hamin ha-sela hazeh. From this rock shall it come. So there's what happened over here? People said, Moshe Rabbeinu knows exactly which rock it comes. There's a special secret rock where he knows it's going to come from. Yeah, he's going to speak to that rock and it'll come. That's not a Kiddush, that's not a Kiddush Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, which rock do you want me from? From this one? Minasel Hazeh, which one? Choose one. Minasel Hazeh, which one? That one there? You sure? Maybe this one over there? Then he hit it and the water came out. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was attempting to make a greater Kiddush Hashem. He attempted to make a greater Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem could have been from this rock that everyone, the naysayers, would have said, that's a special rock. He preferred to go against that and say, no, I want from this particular rock that you have chosen in order to make a greater Kiddush Hashem. But what was his mistake? The Medrash brings down that when he hit the rock, every single rock in the world started giving out water. He could have spoken to that rock and that rock also would have given out water. You don't have to make cheshbonos and help HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kiddush Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can manage fine himself. That was the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. So for those three reasons, we can understand why the Ramban is so passionate, that Moshe Hevel ala Volim, how passionate he was, that Chaschli wasn't a chet, and why in fact we use Moshe Rabbeinu's chus when we need his chusim in such critical times, and we say what wonderful things he did because of based on his humility, based on his Mesiras Nefesh, and based on his will to do Kiddush Hashem.